like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so obviously it's holiday season.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I mean, I think that one of the trickiest places to act casual is with your family.
Oh, yeah. Which is kind of ironic because it should be... Well, it should also kind of be where you feel the safest.
Oh, maybe you feel too safe. Maybe right. That's the deal. Maybe right. Like yeah. All your walls go down.
Right.
I think that as people get older, though, like, you know, they become... different, or they just like grow into who they are. They got like more individual. And so then you're like, wait, you weren't like this when you were younger, or like you're butting heads about topics you wouldn't have as a kid, or, you know, whatever.
Well, and particularly the holidays, it's like you're going beyond your nuclear family. It's like,
well, right.
The wild card is the aunt or the cousin.
Right. That you haven't seen in years, right. Or you only see once a year.
Right. That you don't really know.
Right. Although they were blood relatives, you're like, we're right.
Right.
We never talk except for this one day.
Right.
Well, that's actually kind of what I wanted to talk about, because I found this article on bustle.com and they talk about the funny, like, but predictable conversations you will get in every single year at the holidays, like whether it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever it is, that you can just count on, they're going to happen.
And universally.
And like, these made me laugh so hard because this is genuinely how it goes. One of the top ones they said was like, when you walk in the door, you know, the first question is going to be like, what's your relationship status? Like, are you dating anyone? Specifically if you're a single person.
Right. It's I guess the icebreaker that can lead to so much conversation.
Yeah.
And it's a yes or no question. So it's so unavoidable. And, you know, Crazy Aunt Cindy is like the last one you want to like.
Well, like what you're saying, you see this person one time a year and then you're like, they're like, hey, are you dating anyone? You're like, how deep do you want to go, Aunt Cindy?
Yeah, you're like, yep.
Where do you want me to start, Aunt Cindy?
Like, yep. How's your sex life, Aunt Cindy? You know, it's like, because that, where are you trying to take it, Cindy?
How honest do you want
me to ask you questions? Just because you're married doesn't mean I don't have some questions loaded for you, lady.
Imagine. Did we just tell people how to act casual? That's like how to not act casual. Listen, Cindy. They say that this girl said her grandmother will casually ask, why aren't you dating anyone? And she says, because I work 50 hours a week. I haven't 50. God, that would be great.
Oh my God.
And I haven't found anyone who appreciates sloth as much as I do. And then your aunt will chime in. Well, are you looking? Like, then they want to analyze how you're doing it,
right.
And all that stuff.
Yeah. When was the last time you went on a date, Aunt Cindy?
Right. She's probably been
Grandma.
Married.
Right. So she doesn't know how hard it is out there.
It is hard out there for a pimp. Oh my God. I think people should just start responding with like their last Bumble date though, and tell, just educate them.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Yeah. And then maybe they won't ask next year.
Yeah.
You just have to make them so uncomfortable.
Like slowly backing away.
And you do
away
it like it's like so normal. You're like, oh yeah. And then this happened. Next thing I knew, I was like tied up in the closet.
You know, you've said too much in the fam, like in a family conversation, when the reaction is, oh, you know what I'm saying?
That's like, thank you. Come again.
No, not. That's like, thank you. Next. Let me get out of here. Bye. But the other problem is like, then you do get in a relationship and the question immediately becomes,
marriage,
when are you getting married?
Babies.
Then you get married and they're like, when are you having kids?
Right. It's like, get out of my life.
What did you say when you're like, listen, I'm gay? Did you drop it like that?
You know, I don't know that I ever had like a big like sexuality reveal. I mean, I obviously told my family, my nuclear family, but I don't know that. I think I just like let everyone else sort of figure it out through osmosis. But the funny thing about the relationship talk is that, you know, something that I said to my mom not that long ago when I was talking to her about like wanting to be better communicators with each other was that it bums me out that she never asks me if I'm dating anybody. She'll be like, how's Sarah? I'll be like, oh, she's good, blah, blah. She dating anybody? How's Liza? You know, it's like
everybody.
She'll ask me about every friend of mine that she knows is single.
Is she uncomfortable?
I think it's just a comfortability thing, you know? And then she'll be like, the few times that she does say something, she phrases it like it's 1960.
She's like what?
Do you have a special friend?
A special friend?
Are you seeing a special friend? I'm like, come on, mom. You can say boyfriend.
Yeah. That's tough, though, because in our parents' day and age, like, it wasn't as spoken about as and, like, comfortable as, you know, we are with people being gay. And so they probably just don't know what to say.
I actually have a funny story.
Please tell.
So this was a few years ago. My parents came to visit me for my 40th birthday party. And at the time, I was living with my boyfriend. And when I went home, that was like in January. And when I went home for, I think I was home for like 4th of July, my aunt was the manager at the local bank. And I went in to do something and she said, your mom told me she loved spending time with your roommate.
No.
And I just let the conversation unfold. I got home. I was like, mom, why on earth did you tell her, like, call Aaron my roommate?
Yeah.
You know damn well that she knows that he ain't my roommate.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're the one who looks like a fool.
Oh.
So she was like, you're right. You're right.
So
but,
she's
you know,
learning.
She just has a hard time. And it's a learning curve for her.
Do you know the biggest thing I took away from that conversation?
What?
Is that you say aunt and not aunt.
You know, recently some friends of mine have been making fun of me for that.
I say aunt.
I think I say it interchangeably.
Oh, interesting.
But
just depends on the day.
I also think it depends on who, like the name that follows it. Some people are aunt, some people are aunt.
So
aunt
like,
Sue.
Are you
I called Aunt Sue?
Does if you call them an aunt, does that mean that you're actually closer to them or not as close? Or is it just
I think
the
it's
person?
Just however I learned it, you know?
Interesting.
But I did catch myself when I was just referring to an aunt/aunt in general. I said aunt earlier.
You said,
so
you
I think as a general
aunt.
Term, I say aunt. I want to take a survey. Let's do a poll on Velvet's Edge Instagram.
Okay, fine. I'll do a poll when this podcast comes out. Is it aunt or aunt? I mean, I think it depends on what part of the country you live in, which is very interesting that you say both. Well, I really want to pick your mom's brain about that.
Well, I'm from Virginia, so it's like a north, south, east thing.
Has to be it.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's hilarious because there is nothing more true. They said the what is technology even talk? Just basically like the point of when you're with your family, there's always something funny about technology, right?
Oh, my favorite thing is the Wi-Fi password.
What do you mean?
My parents, it's still the one on the bottom of the router, and it's like 47 numbers. It's printed so small you can't say it. I know they can't read it.
Okay, can I tell you the secret?
What?
Mine is still that too.
Wait, at your house or your parents' house?
Yes, and anytime anyone comes over and asks me for the Wi-Fi password, I'm like, fuck.
I'm gonna come over and change it.
No, literally the guy I'm dating came over for the first time that like he had been there and he was waiting for me to get ready. All of this sounds about
three
right.
hours later.
So he's like, oh, whatever. He's sitting there though and he's like, hey, what's your Wi-Fi password? And I was like, This is like an embarrassing beginning of a relationship conversation.
2173Z5.
Also, like, he's super organized and on top of things. And like, you know, that's a place of struggle for me. I pretty openly talk about that. But so not only is my password still that number, it's at the bottom of this like box of other shit. So I have to like pull it all out. And I was like, oh my God, he's totally going to break up with me.
You know, a good trick if you don't want to change it is to take a picture of it and have it on your cell phone as a favorite.
But then I have so many... Oh, as a favorite.
There you go.
Look at you.
Look at me. Using technology. She doesn't have a phone that takes pictures.
Still has a flip phone?
Yes, and she never turns it on unless she's like... wants to use it.
Oh my God.
And if she accidentally has it on, if it rings, she doesn't know that it's her phone because she doesn't recognize it.
Someone's like, ma'am, you're ringing. And, she's
and her
like,
computer,
what?
You should see her play solitaire. I mean, she's so fast. It's the only thing she
solitaire.
Does.
Solitaire.
Yeah.
My parents are pretty good. My mom does this funny thing where she talks, like, she'll be like, oh, well, I was sending you that. She said, I sent you that email. Did you not get it? And I'm like, you didn't send me an email. We'll have a full back and forth. She's like, I sent it earlier today. And I'm like, are you talking about the text conversation that we had? Like, we've had a full conversation via text, but she always goes, I emailed you. I'm like, there's a huge difference, Mom.
It's so funny. I mean, I can send my mom an email like, this is what I want for Christmas, like a link to Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And somehow she'll buy the knockoff or like something that's just like a slightly different version. I'm like, I sent you a link.
And no, she didn't follow,
you know,
it.
She just
used it as
good.
Reference.
Yeah, she's not good with computers.
Do you have any vegetarians in your family?
I don't think currently. I mean, I had a stint as a vegetarian like in high school and college.
You did?
Yeah, and I got really fat because all I ate was like French
carbs.
Fries. Yeah.
I love carbs. But in this article, the girl talks about the, you know, it's like you sit down at the table, especially I feel like at Thanksgiving for some, because it's like it's a holiday about eating basically. But if you sit down at the table and like there's anyone with a different preference of food, like i.e. vegetarian, there's going to be a comment about it. Like without a doubt, it's going to be a part of the conversation.
Right.
She talks about, I think this is hilarious, that she wasn't actually a vegetarian, but she just didn't eat that much meat, you know, as a kid. And then still to this day, every holiday, one of her random uncles that she only sees once a year will say, see her like picking up a piece of meat and go, oh, you're not a vegetarian anymore.
It's like the only thing he knows about her was that she didn't like meat.
But it wasn't even true.
Right, right.
Mine is like, I do gluten-free, dairy-free. And so like, think about that on Thanksgiving. It's pretty tough.
No,
I mean,
stuffing. I don't like stuffing.
I love stuffings. I'd break it. It's like, I just know I'm not going to feel as good, but right. It's like some days it's worth it and some food is worth it. So you just do it. But it's always a point of conversation. Like when people are watching me make my plate, like I'm being judged.
It's so funny. Like why? It's like, eat what you want.
Hey, you do you, boo.
You do you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not judging what you're putting on your plate. Or am I?
Yes. We're all doing it.
I guess we are. Shit. Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The one thing that they recommend you do not bring up with your family is politics.
Oh, God, yeah.
You would think that that is a given, but I swear every holiday, someone in my family says some comment.
It always comes up.
Yeah.
It always comes up. And look, there's particularly like everything is so, politics is so ubiquitous in our lives now. It's, you know, we just live in a really political sphere at this point. So it's hard to escape it, but if you want things to remain casual this year, like, I highly recommend shy away from it. Or find the people that you sort of agree with and go in the corner and talk about it so that you can get deeper into your own beliefs and, like,
yeah,
understand, like, why you're gravitating towards certain politicians or, you know, theories or ideas or whatever. But don't try to challenge people. It's the quickest way to, like, ruin a holiday.
You have to be very careful about any conversation about it. I just stay away. I had to learn my lesson the hard way, and one year got into a huge knockdown drag out with some family members. And then I was like, okay, not going to do that again. I was young. I thought it was like worth it to fight with them and try to prove my point.
Right.
It was so wrong.
Well, you know, it's funny. I feel like my dad's the one that always starts it because he knows how to get under my skin.
Oh.
You know, and then my mom's like, we're not doing this. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this.
Nope.
And I'm just like trying to be like, Dad, just, it doesn't even need to be political. I just want people to be good people, be nice to each other. Like, but everyone's from a different generation and we're not going to change
Everyone has different priorities and that's why we can all vote.
Right, right.
And this
take it to the ballot, bitch.
Yeah. This podcast is also not going to get political,
right.
I'm just going to cut us off
Exercise your rights.
Amen.
Yes.
She just talks about a couple other things, but what are you doing with your life talk? Obviously, the money talk with the GIF that of Kristen Wiig and Bridesmaids that says, help me, I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor. You
just
know what?
Don't want to talk about
that. You
know
what I'm thinking, like, as you're going through this, like.
Tell me.
I think the best approach is when someone's like, well, what are you doing with your life? Your response would be like, what are you doing with yours?
Yeah, just ask the question right
back.
Yeah,
just throw it right back at them.
Just play Echo.
Nothing. You.
You. And then they have to answer theirs.
I'm like, that's going to be my approach this year.
How is it when you're leaving your family? You come from a pretty big family, right?
No, I just have one sister and both
of
my
parents.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have big holiday get-togethers?
Yeah, at Christmas, my family as long as I can remember, has hosted a Christmas Day thing where it's like extended family, like
big deal thing.
Yeah, I mean, people would come from far away, and it was like a stressful thing, like because we would wake up at like 5 a.m. Santa had come, we'd open all our presents. Then as kids, we would go back to bed. Well, my dad would always cook a big breakfast, and then we'd go back to bed or play with our toys or whatever it was, and my mother would turn into like the bionic beast because like everything would have to be cleaned and every like the turkey's not going to be ready. And like, she just turns into this like crazy person that you're like,
of course.
It's like the day I liked my mom the least was on Christmas after I should have been so thrilled at the gifts she'd given me, you know? But
well, you're trying to go take a nap and she's like cleaning.
Right. Move your toys upstairs.
Right. It's so much pressure though. It's kind of like how what happens on weddings. I feel like people go in with the best intentions and then it just gets so stressful because you're so worried about how everyone else is going to feel.
Right.
And that's holidays, right? Like you're just going, oh my, especially if they're coming to your house.
Well, you're anticipating all these fucking questions.
Totally.
Like you know are coming and you don't want to have them. Look, if you really care that much to like let Aunt Cindy know all of this about you, you'd have a relationship with her.
Yeah. Or you're probably just different and like older, you know, whatever it is.
So what do you talk about then that makes it like, how do you like,
I think you just have to do the surface conversations.
Right.
And then
talk about your dogs and stuff.
Yeah. Keep it cash. Like, I mean, what is it? News, weather, sports.
Right.
Those are always really safe topics. Can't you just watch? I mean, can't you read a couple articles or something?
Just
get caught up.
Yeah. I'll watch one game and that's what I'm going to talk about.
Okay. Like, well, I'll just tell you this. LSU, my football team, you know, I went to LSU. Mm-hmm. We're awesome this year. So you can use that.
Okay. I did watch the Bama, Mississippi State game the other day. Did you see the,
I only watch Alabama.
Did you see the camera girl get hit by the, get knocked out?
No, but I probably should look that up.
You should look it up.
Is it funny or like scary?
I mean, she got knocked the fuck out.
Really?
Yeah, it's scary. Apparently, like she couldn't open her eyes or move her arms and legs for a minute. She had like left with a black eye on a stretcher.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She was taking a photo on the side of the field and a player like hit her camera into her face.
That's what she gets for trying to be interested in Bama.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, TMP. So I found another article on BuzzFeed that kind of talks about like, this is a little serious and obviously we're acting casual, but like, just to say like be in tune with yourself and know like, what are your triggers when you're going to meet family and like set yourself up to win. Like if you can identify, okay, every year Aunt Cindy asks me about dating and like dating's really sad for me and it's really hard or whatever. I just went through a really bad breakup. Have something in mind, like a specific sentence that you're going to say that's like your go-to, and that way you're not so thrown off.
Right.
You know,
you could come up with a good like lie.
Yeah. Just what would you
create,
say
a story?
So what would you say? I'm like, Chip, are you dating anyone?
Well, I mean, I haven't had a chance to think about it, but I would say I'm in a throuple.
Oh, there you go. She's not going to ask any more questions.
Right.
Unless she's like, what's a throuple?
Yeah, I've started dating a couple.
Yes, Aunt Cindy, I'm in a throuple.
You know, they'd been married for 20 years. Life had gotten boring.
Really,
I said, hey, let me spice some things up.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going great.
That's probably the last time Aunt Cindy asked you a question.
We're thinking about adopting.
They also say, obviously, maybe when you're around your family, you would want to be having some cocktails.
Yes.
And so to be careful not to get too drunk, because like, Lord knows what's coming out of your mouth.
Right. We had one Christmas where my sister picked me up and she picked me up from the airport and she said, do you want the good news or the bad news? And I said, I don't care. You're going to give me both of them anyway. And she said, well, the good news is I'm pregnant.
Oh.
And the bad news is you're going to have to help me cover it up for Christmas.
Oh.
So like I was making her fake cocktails. Fake cocktails.
Wow.
Yeah. Because she knew if people saw her not drinking, it would be so
game
obvious.
Over. Yeah. And she wasn't ready to tell.
She was not ready to tell, no.
Wow. I like this one. Pretend you're an anthropologist. So like that you're just really curious and you're just getting facts. Like to sit there and just like if Aunt Cindy's telling you a story, just to be like fascinating. This
You know. Ask about like ancestors and stuff. You know, like people that like you've never even heard their name, just act like,
I mean,
like,
that would be great combo.
Yeah.
And it keeps it off of your dating life.
Yes.
This says, seriously, one way to get some distance from intense family shit is to pretend that you're doing an anthropological study on how this group of people celebrates the holidays, observing closely but keeping an emotional distance so that whatever shenanigans erupt, they can't get under your skin. It's just a light and playful way to take family stuff in stride. It's pretty funny. I mean, if you think about it, you're like, okay, I'm just going to observe.
Well, I think people would think something was up if I was quiet and just observing.
Well, no, you ask questions.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Here's another one. Pretend that you're just meeting these people for the first time. Like, they're not your family. You know, you're not angry. You're not resentful. You're not pissed off. You're just like, hey, how you doing?
Right. How's that? Well, I mean, you can sort of throw some of those annoying questions back at them, because truthfully, mm-hmm. I think why all these like top level basic questions exist is because they're just trying to get to know you.
You know,
they're just trying to like dive into your life.
I also think no one wants to sit there in silence. So you're just kind of awkwardly trying to navigate a conversation,
right.
You know?
Right. Right.
And it is hard with people you don't really know that well, but like you're related to.
Right. My go-to is just like try and keep it light and fun and like get everyone to laugh, because people were like, you might not remember the stressful conversations. You'll just remember having had stressful conversations,
totally.
But like funny moments are what people will remember about the holidays.
Yeah, that's true. Funny memories. Those are always
funny things.
Like, yeah. And you could just schedule a massage for after.
100%. Yeah. I'm going to need to
get that self-care lined up, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that everyone can keep casual with their families. And we have a lot coming up. It's like Thanksgiving into Christmas into New Year's. If you do New Year's with your family.
Not me this year.
Me either. What are you doing? We'll talk about that after too. Okay. We'll be back next week with the new At Casual. Good luck, everyone, with your family. Chip, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Are you going to be here for Thanksgiving?
I am. Okay. My parents are coming.
Oh, right.
We'll talk
right.
about that.
Okay. Okay. We'll celebrate. Okay. Goodbye.
And remember to always act casual.
That was a really bad ending. I'm gonna try that again.
Okay. All right, were we gonna keep the whole thing? I kind of like it.
Fine. Everybody just remember, always
act casual.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Act Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream act casual, or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com. And always remember,
act casual.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.